You're listening to Bariatric Life Podcast, a podcast about weight loss surgery. Chris and I are not doctors, nor have we ever played one on TV. We are sharing our personal views and opinions only. Please always follow your doctor's advice. Follow us on Instagram at Bariatric Life Podcast and at Amanda's VSG. Thanks for listening, and now on to the show.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
We are so excited to announce a new partnership with Titan Nutrition. They have proteins, vitamins, pre-workouts, and superfoods. Their proteins come in flavors like peanut butter fudge and snickerdoodle.
Snickerdoodle's my favorite.
And they have 24 grams of protein.
Go to titannutrition.net and use code BARIATRICLIFE for 10% off your order and get free shipping. Again, that is titannutrition.net. And discount code Bariatric Life, all one word.
Hello and welcome to Bariatric Life Podcast. This is Amanda.
And this is Chris.
And today we are talking about ice cream anxiety.
Or IA.
IA.
Instead of AI, it's IA.
What is ice cream anxiety? Well, it is the fact that my mom is having surgery. Mm-hmm. And I have to be her responsible adult because my dad couldn't get off work.
Yeah.
And she has said that she wants ice cream after her surgery.
Okay. I mean, that's a reasonable request.
Yeah. But for some reason, it's giving me anxiety. I haven't had ice cream in probably close to a year and a half. Mm-hmm. It was one of my comfort foods. Mm-hmm. And it feels like it could be a slippery slope or something.
I was just about to say, so you're concerned it might be a trigger.
Yeah.
And you might just
eat all the ice cream ever created in the world. Now, what I find interesting is that I don't have to eat the ice cream.
Okay.
But I want the ice cream.
Right.
But I don't have to eat it. And it's also like, it's not a high in protein food.
There's zero protein in it.
I mean, there might be some, but
I think the word you're looking for is calcium, not protein.
Oh, maybe. That might be the word I'm looking for.
Well, we were going to record this because it was chicken nap time, but I guess they've decided they want to join too.
These chickens, we need to find a new podcast spot. We're getting run out by dogs and chickens, and we need the shed.
I told you, we could have bought that shed at Costco, you know, and soundproofed it, insulated it, and made it a real nice space for us, but no, it was $5,000.
I'm sure we could find a cheaper shed.
I mean, I could build one.
Of course you could build one.
That sounded very insincere.
For $10,000, you could build one.
Yes, but it would be custom and exactly what we want. So, anyway, back to ice cream.
I don't know that there's enough content about ice cream anxiety to fill an entire episode.
Well, maybe this is just a short one, or maybe it gets tacked on to another one. Or, I mean, we can dive real deep into your psyche about why ice cream was a comfort food and why you're concerned it'll be a trigger. I mean,
ever since she brought it up, because she asked like a month prior to her surgery for me to take her, and she was like, I want to get ice cream afterwards. And I was like, oh God. Like, immediately it gave me anxiety. And of course, I'm OCD, so I've been ruminating on this for...
You've been obsessing and and thinking and playing it over and over and over in your head.
Now, something I can do is make sure I have high-protein foods prior to the ice cream. I can get a small ice cream. I don't even have to get ice cream. And yet, I can't stop thinking about this ice cream.
I mean, your mom is probably still going to be high off of the anesthesia. And, I mean, the last time you were supervising adult for one of her medical procedures, like, she didn't even remember going somewhere afterwards.
Yeah.
So, if you're concerned that you won't be able to control your ice cream eating, then don't get any, and just let her have some.
But it feels like it does. She hasn't made it feel this way, but I feel like peer pressured to eat ice cream, even though, like, I'm a 43-year-old woman and I can choose whether or not to eat ice cream.
Okay.
It's also like, I don't know how my stomach will handle it. There are colon factors involved with ice cream. Yeah. Instead of like being peer pressured to drink alcohol, I feel peer pressured to eat ice cream.
Okay.
But she hasn't even like said like, you have to eat ice cream.
She just said, I want to stop for ice cream.
I will disown you if you don't eat ice cream. Nothing like that.
So, I mean, I would just look at it as, if you don't want to eat the ice cream, don't eat the ice cream. You know, there are plenty of people that go to, like, Buffalo Wild Wings or, you know, some other sports bar like that, and they're the designated driver, and they drink soda and eat wings. So you can look at it as, you're the designated driver and you're concerned about dairy causing some colon catastrophe, and so you're going to be the designated ice cream driver. And you just drive her there and then drive her home, and she's not going to remember.
It's kind of like, it feels very similar to a cupcake that I had recently. Now, in my mind, I was like, this cupcake fits into my plan. I can have treats. Treats aren't the end of the world. And I got a cupcake, and one of my coworkers was like, what? Amanda's eating a cupcake? I've never seen her eat a cupcake before. And it kind of felt me. It kind of...
I think you're jiggling the phone, and it's probably...
Oh, sorry. I'm shaking my leg.
Yeah, you're probably got a whole bunch of just, like, earthquake sounds on the phone now.
Sorry.
This recording's probably shit.
With chickens and the washer and...
Well.
The fact that we're talking about ice cream anxiety.
That's not shit, but... I have no idea what the call. We'll have to listen to this first.
I don't think so. I don't edit.
No, I didn't. Nobody said anything about editing. I just said listen to it to see if, you know, it sounds like an LA earthquake.
I'll try to stop shaking my leg. But now that I'm aware of it, like, that's all I want to do.
That's all you want to do? Yeah, figures.
Yeah. But anyway, like, it was called out in front of everybody that I was eating a cupcake. And I'm known around the office to be the one that eats
healthy. I mean, a cupcake is just a muffin with icing.
Yeah.
So, birdies.
I swear. We might need a shed.
Let's go to Costco.
Let's go buy a shed.
And then we'll stop at Home Depot and... get some. Home Depot's not an official sponsor, but if they'd like to be, I'm more than happy to take free products instead of money, because we don't shop at Lowe's anymore.
We need sod, basically.
Yeah, that's the only reason we're going to Lowe's today, because Home Depot doesn't have it.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah, but we could go and we could get the insulation and some drywall and
make a mighty fine shed.
Oh yeah.
Podcast shed.
It does sound like a flat belly job though.
Yeah, it does.
And I am definitely not.
I think I might scrap this episode.
No. I think you ought to keep it going. It can be a short one and funny one.
I don't know that funny is the right word. We're
talking about ice cream anxiety and muffins with ice cream. That's fucking hilarious. I don't care who you are.
Muffins with ice cream? That sounds delicious.
Did I say ice cream?
You did.
Shit. Icing. Icing.
Yeah, so I'm known around the office as being the one that eats healthier than most. And
why do people call stuff out like that?
I don't know.
Like, that's rude as hell.
I know. Like, I just wanted to enjoy a cupcake.
Right. And now all of a sudden everybody's looking at you trying to eat this cupcake.
Yeah.
Or this ice cream. I mean, I get why ice cream is kind of causing some anxiety, especially since it was a comfort food.
I mean, it was something that we had a lot.
Yeah.
And, like, when we were watching The Walking Dead, we mm-hmm. had Walking Dead ice cream every week.
Yep.
And if there was a shit day or a happy day, it was like, oh, let's have mm-hmm. a pint of Ben and Jerry's.
Yep.
Like, how many times would we buy, like, 8-10 pints of Ben and Jerry's and...
Right. Sit there and eat them.
Eat a whole one.
Eat a whole one. In bed.
And even when, like, back in my Weight Watchers day with the Halo Top.
Yeah.
Like, healthy ice cream. I put healthy in quotes. Like, I would eat a whole pint of the quote-unquote healthy ice cream.
Yep.
For, like, 12 points. I think is what it was.
Out of your daily 30. Was over a third.
Yeah. But I was like, oh, it's healthy and... I can have a whole pint of it for 12 points, and it doesn't fuck with my life.
Well, I mean, I get the anxiety and the angst, you know, around it. So, I mean, if you're concerned that you'll not be able to stop at a small, then just don't get any. I mean, you've gone a year and a half without it, but if you want it, then get a small.
Do you remember those ice cream cookies that we would get?
Oh, my God, yes.
Those cookie sandwiches?
Yes.
Man.
And the Walmart brand was always better than the name brand.
And they had the chocolate chips on the outside. Yes. Those were so good. We would eat a ridiculous amount of those.
Yeah. We'd get a box of six. We'd have two each. And then...
Sometimes go back for a third.
Yeah.
Those were so good.
They were. It's no wonder that we both developed weight problems.
Yeah.
We just have very, very poor impulse control.
Mm-hmm. And I think part of it is if I get like a small ice cream, then I can't, I mean, I guess I could go back for more, but it's not like easy to go back for more. I'd have
right.
to pay more money
right.
to get more.
Probably have to get a new bowl.
Yeah. But, like, that's part of it, too. Like, ice cream is a slider food. So even if I fill up on protein foods prior, I can probably eat that without worry of being too full or anything. Because it's a slider food.
So. See, I don't think we've ever talked about slider foods.
Slider foods are foods that are just slide right down your throat. So examples that I have heard are if you get a Cheeto and put it in your mouth, it starts immediately dissolving.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you put chicken in your mouth, you've got to like gnaw on that shit for a while before your saliva starts breaking it down.
Mm-hmm.
So those Cheetos just slide right on down.
Okay, I got you now.
So they typically are the higher carb, higher sugar, higher fat.
Junk food,
right. So chips, cookies, ice cream.
Gotcha.
Cake.
Okay.
I think that's why, a part of why in the evenings when I have my calcium. Because I'll be full as hell from dinner, but I could still have my calcium because it's chocolate.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make me feel, like, grotesque. Mm-hmm. So, like, I think that's part of why I can have my chocolate even when I'm full is because it's, like, a slider food.
Gotcha.
Man, Cheetos sound delicious, too.
Oh, they do. Maybe some Fritos?
I don't know. Fritos were never my go-to.
Oh. Well, the dog's feet smell like Fritos.
Aw. And puppy feet.
Yes.
Puppy feet are adorable.
Unless they're attached to our puppies.
Why?
Because they've just really been annoying me lately.
Well, with our muddy backyard.
That's why.
And now our muddy kitchen.
Washer's done.
Washer's done, so at least there's one less noise in the background. The muddy feet in the kitchen are driving me crazy.
Yeah, that's what's bothering me.
Yeah. But we've just had nothing but rain lately, and they can't help it. They're dogs.
I know. Well, we fixed the fence yesterday, so at least there's less reason for them to hang out there now.
Yeah. Hang out to annoy the neighbors.
Yep. There's no longer a giant 8-foot gaping hole.
And it's literally been gaping for a year.
Yeah.
And it took 30 minutes to fix.
Yep. Well, I mean, I wanted it fixed professionally and with proper replacement parts. And apparently the contractor that our insurance hired went out of business. So, which, I mean, it's nothing against the insurance company. I felt about USAA.
Well, what's funny is that it took Dobby a solid 6 months to realize that there was a gaping hole back there.
Mm-hmm.
And that he could see the neighbors and he could just bark at them nonstop.
Yeah.
But it did take him, because he's kind of a dummy, it did take him a solid 6 months to figure that out.
Yeah. And then now it's, I want to go out and talk to my new friends that don't like me.
Yes. Because why would they like you?
Right.
All you do is bark at them. And you annoy the entire neighborhood.
Yep. But now it's fixed. We're going to have to pressure wash the hell out of it.
Yeah, I really thought one of the boards had fallen down.
No. No, it's just been face down in the mud for a year.
Oh. We're really on top of things.
We really are.
Here lately. I mean,
well, you know what? We're going to get our recording shed so that we can do these episodes in peace and quiet with no dogs, no chickens, no cats, no washers and dryers.
But then the dogs will want to come outside and...
Well, tough no geese.
Tough no geese. All right, so I think I will have the ice cream.
Okay.
I'm just going to have a very small amount, maybe a kid's size.
That works.
Yeah.
A kid's ice cream, and your mom can have whatever she wants, and then take her home, and I guess lock the doors so she doesn't wander off.
I think the last time I was her responsible adult, she wanted, like, Five Guys or something.
Mm. Yes.
So I'm glad we're not going to Five Guys.
Oh, yeah. That one's a hard one for me to control. Because even their small fry is, like,
the size of your
2.5, 3 pounds.
Yeah. So. All right. Well, we made it close to 20 minutes talking about a little bit about ice cream.
Yeah, there's
mostly,
like,
mostly about miscellaneous things.
There's like 6-7 minutes of ice cream talk in here. And something about a muffin and a shed from Costco.
We'll just name this one. Let's talk about miscellaneous shit.
That works. Let's talk about ice cream anxiety and miscellaneous random shit.
With a whole lot of chicken in the background.
Yep.
All right. Well, we don't know what topic is next week.
But I'm sure we'll figure something out.
Love you, mean it.
See you, bye.
Bye.